Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, January 28th. I'm Mark Daniels, the Milwaukee Bucks, playing game two of a three-game homestand, hosting the Los Angeles Clippers on Monday night, and they get blown out at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, 114-86. Jamal Crawford led the way with 25 points. Blake Griffin added 20 for the Clippers as they shot 54% from the floor.
We were getting good shots. We were getting good looks, open looks, but our defense is what allowed us to do that. You know, there in the second quarter, middle of the second quarter, we got stops. Three, four stops, and then maybe they score then three more or something like that. But that's when we did our damage.
They went on a 21-2 run, led by 23 at the half, and coasted to the victory. Ersan Ilyasova led the Bucks with 16. Chris Middleton with 14. Head coach Larry Drew says we needed to play about a perfect game to win.
You know, going into this game, we knew we would have to be, you know, really good. You know, this team has been playing extremely well. Blake on the inside, Crawford has really been playing well for him. We knew that we would have to really put together a really good game.
Bucks have lost three in a row, 12 of their last 13, and have the worst record in the association at 8-36. They'll wrap up the homestand on Wednesday night hosting the Phoenix Suns, who defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 124-113. Gerald Green leading the way with 30 points, and they got off to a fast start.
You know, we told ourselves that we just wanted to kind of give ourselves a little lead in the first half. So, we know we tried to pick up the defense intensity. And shots is going in, guys is getting after it. You know, that's a really good ball club. You know, they're way better than the record stands for.
Yeah, but they have dropped three in a row. The Toronto Raptors held off the Brooklyn Nets 104-103. Kyle Lowry with 31. Oklahoma City beat Atlanta 111-109. Kevin Durant, another big night, 41 points. His 11th straight game of at least 30, scored the Thunder's final 7 points, including the game-winning shot with 2 seconds left.
I was up and down the whole game. My emotions were everywhere. So I just had to try to keep it together at the end of the game and come through for my team. And, you know, by the grace of God, I was able to hit a few shots.
Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Chicago Bulls 95-86. Kevin Love with 31. And the Utah Jazz knocked off the Sacramento Kings 106-99. In college ball, ninth-ranked Villanova defeated Georgetown 65-60. Number 25 Oklahoma used their home court to knock off rival number 10 Oklahoma State 88-76. It was 16th-ranked Duke over number 17 Pittsburgh on the road 80-65, freshman Jabari Parker leading the way with 21 points. Head coach Mike Krzyzewski on beating his new conference rival.
It's the first time I've coached here, and I was just really impressed with everything. You know, it's a beautiful arena. The crowd is terrific. You know, there's a great spirit. What an addition to the ACC.
Wisconsin Badgers tumbling in the polls now at number 14 in this week's AP poll, 13th in the coaches. Arizona number one for the 8th consecutive week. For the first time this year, the Green Bay Phoenix receiving votes in the Associated Press poll. They got a handful of them. And Alec Brown, the 7-1 center, injured Sunday against Detroit, had his shoulder examined. The initial prognosis good, according to head coach Brian Wardle, but he'll have more evaluation before tomorrow night's game at Valparaiso. Brown has yet to miss a game in his Phoenix career, 116 consecutive. Kiefer Sykes of Green Bay named the Horizon League Player of the Week for a record 6th time this season. 10 career honors for Sykes. That ties the Horizon League career record. Kaylee Lucan of the Green Bay Women named the Horizon League Women's Player of the Week. St. Aubert Green Knights ranked number 8th in this week's Division 3 poll, climbing up 3 spots. UW Stevens Point continues to be number 1. The Knights, though, 15-1, 11-0 in the Midwest Conference on the road at Lake Forest on Tuesday night. To the NHL, where the Boston Bruins defeated the New York Islanders 6-3. Big game for Brad Marchand, scored a goal with 3 assists. He said it was strange to play a wide-open offensive style.
Yeah, I mean, you see that. They're very offensive, and they like to trade chances, but that's not really how we like to play, and we're not real good at it, so it's definitely nice to win a game like this.
Carolina Hurricanes scored 3 goals in a 3-minute span of the third period to turn aside Columbus 3-2. Pittsburgh shut out Buffalo 3-0. Marc-Andre Fleury with 24 saves. It was Colorado 4, Dallas 3, Edmonton over Vancouver 4-2. The LA Kings get a goal from Anze Kopitar, and Jonathan Quick makes it stand up with 23 saves in an important road win.
You know, that's a huge win for us in this building. They're a great team in their own building. So, we got the 2 points, and now we're going to move on. We forget about it, and We got a game tomorrow, so we got to get ready for that.
Green Bay Gamblers have a game Tuesday night and a big one, hosting the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Gamblers tied for third in the USHL's Eastern Conference, 6 points behind second-place Dubuque. They'll face off at 7:05. Super Week is underway in and around the New York metropolitan area. Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll put his team through the paces for the first time since arriving on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to work at the Giants facility. Seems to be a great place for us. We can fit right in. We did not go outside today. We had a great workout today. It was a bonus Monday for us, a little bit more than you normally get in a normal week's practice. And so guys took to it. We had great tempo and enthusiasm, and everything was really cool. So we're off to a good start.
Broncos head coach John Fox also meeting reporters on Monday. He believes both teams are peaking at the right time.
We've played our best football the last month of the season, including the last 2 weeks. So I think that's important. I think the same could be said for Seattle as well. So, again, usually it comes down to the team that executes and plays the best wins the game.
It is media day on Tuesday. The players will meet with the media throng inside the Prudential Center next to MetLife Stadium. Green Bay Packers have signed a fullback, Ina Liaina, a 2-year deal for the former San Jose State fullback who was undrafted, signed with the Miami Dolphins, but never made it through OTAs and did not hook up with an NFL team last season. Some coaching news. Gary Kubiak has landed on his feet. The former head coach of the Houston Texans signs on as John Harbaugh's offensive coordinator with the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, first, I have great respect for the organization, obviously playing them many times, but it gets down to John, you know, and we had some great conversations over the course of the last couple of days.
Former Rams head coach Scott Linehan, last year with Detroit, named the new passing coordinator and play caller for the Dallas Cowboys. And the Milwaukee Brewers have signed Pete Orr, a 34-year-old utility man, to a minor league contract. He appeared in just 15 games for the Philadelphia Phillies last year. Orr has been in and around the big leagues with several teams over 8 years, a career .257 hitter. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.